All right, remember that the head of your company may not actually be the best spokesperson for your company. This is a Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, sure. So we're going to highlight Chris. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to be relatable as a CEO and failing miserably, according to the internet, then you're doing okay.
Oh, he had the best of intentions, though.
Yeah, we're talking about McDonald's CEO, Chris. He did a promotional video for the new Big Arch Burger. Okay, here's a little clip of it.
I'm going to do a tasting right now, but I'm going to eat this for my lunch, just so you know. So here we go. First, holy cow.
Yeah, so it's just him kind of standing at a high top
sure.
table with the McDonald's food in front of him, like on
sure.
a tray, like, you know, typical, right?
God, yes. That is a big burger. We've got a very unique kind of sesame poppy sort of bun on it.
Okay.
We've got 2 quarter-pound patties, mm-hmm. a delicious Big Arch sauce.
Yeah, I mean, sure, a lot of meat sounds like it could be a good burger for
yep.
sure.
And, of course, some lettuce. So, oh, there's so much going on with this.
Yeah, so he takes a bite. It's,
he's excited about his product.
Yep, it's an understated bite. And it barely looks like he actually took a bite. And he's like, this is it. Wait, here, let me get to the very end there where he's kind of waxing poetic about this burger.
Only McDonald's could do this type of burger. But it also is unlike anything else on our menu. It's a delicious product.
Yep, delicious product. And the internet kind of focused in on how he described this burger. Here's one of the reactions.
So I've just seen a video of the McDonald's CEO eating a McDonald's, and it's probably the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The Big Arch.
Yeah, by the way, this is...
the funniest thing?
Yeah, listen.
This is something that we have tested already. Portugal... Germany, Canada.
We've tested it on the Germans and the Canadians, and now we believe it may even be fit for human consumption.
Love this product. It is so good.
I love to consume this product.
Yeah, everybody is focusing on the fact that he calls the burger a product.
Yeah, give me sure. 2 burger product, please. This man does not eat McDonald's. He looks like he would try and read the ingredients on the back of a banana.
Oh, wow. The back of a banana.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to do a tasting right now, but I'm going to eat this for my lunch, just so you know.
He's making excuses as to why he's not going to eat the burger. I will allow the product to enter at a later date during my lunch. It's been tested on the Canadians. I'm not afraid of it.
Trying to get this thing, I don't even know how to attack it.
The man doesn't even know how to hold a burger. Why'd you let him on here without any practice? He'd be less uncomfortable if he was holding the nuclear codes.
He'd look more comfortable if he was holding the nuclear codes. Yeah, he's trying to like fumble around and try to pick up this burger, right?
No, listen, I don't know if it's really the CEO Chris's fault. It's more of the commentary that makes it real funny.
Mm, that is so good.
That will be enough of the product for me, thank you.
I've enjoyed this product.
No, seriously, I'm stuffed. I couldn't eat another slight touch of the lips. The burger is the exact same for shape. It's lost less weight than me since I made up my New Year's resolution.
Yeah, and that's another thing everybody's saying is like, he takes the smallest bite and is like, that's a tasty burger.
Yeah, maybe the timing of rolling out 2 quarter-pound patties in a burger maybe isn't great with people trying to live healthier lives. That doesn't look like their healthiest selection on the menu.
I mean, who's going to McDonald's for health? You're going
Correct.
For a quick meal. I mean,
true
that's
statement.
Yeah. So let's stay in our lane, right?
You want tasty,
right? So again, the internet just kind of roasted the CEO of McDonald's, Chris, because he tried unsuccessfully.
Well, listen. To be fair, the menu is their product. They are selling. They are a retail outlet. They sell food. It is a product, and he's just in his, you know, he's talking shop.
Yeah. See, that's why this
yeah.
is a Setting the Bar story.
Okay.
Don't let the CEO be the spokesperson of your company.
Listen, it was fine, but that guy was pretty funny pointing out things that maybe you and I might have missed. He looked like he was enjoying
All right, there
it.
You go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 JX.